Welcome to the Effortless Mom Podcast, where we help you make healthy living and being a Proverbs 31 woman feel oh so effortless. Shalom, shalom, shalom. I am so excited that you are here, sis. As we transition out of fall and explore the beauty of winter, it's that time to whip out all those immune boosters so we don't have to bob and weave sicknesses hard this year. I'm gonna be honest with you, sis. I learned something about myself a few weeks ago that I was clearly in denial about, but this self-discovery led me on a mini safari that I hope will help somebody today. So, what was that thing that I was in denial about? Well, sis, I hate capsule supplements. It's just the feeling of taking mini submarines and spending a fortune on products that I know will help me, but I won't take because of my stubbornness. Just thinking about the feeling, just ugh. Can you relate? I have so many capsules that I wasn't even taking. And yes, I know I need them, but because I didn't find enjoyment in taking them, I so conveniently forgot to do so until the forgetting became a habit. My mind was so focused on all the capsules I had that and I didn't want to take that it was hindering me. And I realized that I was allowing this mindset to hinder me, which kept me in a state of good health when I should have been in great health, and this was not cutting it. So I come to the decision that I'm not gonna do that anymore, right now. But I'm gonna move in wisdom, and this is where you come in, sis. As I sought guidance from Yahuwah, two things happened. Number one, I have to stop being stubborn and take the supplements I have because in reality, we all have to be mindful that the soil, especially United States, is depleted. The nutrient value of produce and even the meats are not the same as it was 50 or even 100 years ago. So we can't keep making excuses as to why we are not supplementing our diets to ensure that our immune systems are balanced and keeping us strong. However, when I'm thinking about myself, because I only can speak for me and mine, right? I realized that I need to do this with some fruit juice because allowing the natural sugars and obviously the delightful flavors to carry the supplement to my system and the system of our children, then I don't have to feel like I'm doing a chore to keep myself and my family well. Now, obviously with children, you don't have to give them capsules. And a lot of them you can crack open and put them in smoothies so you can get them that way. But for we adults, it may just be easier just to take the capsule and get it in your system. So that's my commitment to myself to be better about this. And hallelujah, I hope that it helps you too. The second thing is Ava reminded me to eat the foods of the season in abundance. Why? If we focus on seasonal foods, we get the fruits and vegetables that feed our bodies exactly what we need within the season to thrive. For example, in the summer, the produce of the season tend to be high water content items such as melon and cucumber. And you know, if you're outside and you're moving, you need to be hydrated. So this is great for that season. But when we're thinking about winter, the spices, the herbs, as well as the citrus and other available produce such as pomegranates has properties that boost your immune system. So you won't have to take as many capsules and you'll be able to enjoy the taste of winter under a nice cozy blanket. So naturally, I was like, bet. And I hope your mind is too, because not only can we boost our immune systems, but we can boost our family's immune system with the same food and spices at a fraction of the cost of the supplements, and we don't have to take as many supplements. So can you hear my ears perking up? Because I feel it, okay? When Alva reminded me of this, I was excited like a puppy hearing a word food, okay? Budgeting is always exciting, especially when it comes to the grocery girl. So naturally, I did my research. I want you to picture that meme of Kermit at the computer typing super fast, paper flying everywhere. That was me. And what I found was three simple family-friendly recipes that have been tested over the centuries in Near Eastern cultures that also taste amazing. Okay? Number one, golden milk. This drink is an old favorite of mine that I am bringing back. I don't know why I stopped in the first place, but anyway. The inflammation blockers of turmeric and black pepper with the warming spices of cardamom and cinnamon and that touch of honey is an amazing immune booster and antibacterial drink that is great to taste daily. I promise you, it is fantastic. My husband loves it, our children love it, and I know that I'm going back to this. And one thing you can do is you can make the main mixture in bulk with all the spices, so then all you have to do is take it from the refrigerator, pour in a pot, heat it up, add whatever nut milk you want, and bada bing, you got something yummy, sis. Number two, honey shots. It sounds like it sounds. It's honey, black pepper, ginger juice, and it's slightly warmed up to be a great fighter against the flu and the common cold. One key tip with honey, some of the grocery store honey is not honey. It's some kind of sugar syrup thing. And one easy way to test is that if you put a little bit of honey in the bottom of a cup, put a little bit of cool water, and then stir it around. If you don't see the shape of honeycomb at the bottom of it, then that's not honey, that's just some kind of sugar syrup, because, you know, they don't always tell the truth. Let's just be real. And number three, the next drink is a citrus and ginger shot. Now, I'm gonna be real, these little people, they may complain a little bit unless they like that spicy stuff, but this gives you zinc, vitamin C, and other immune boosting ingredients such as turmeric and honey that are amazing at keeping your family healthy, strong, and store-bought supplement free. So, you know, you may want to take one of those multivitamin droppers and just put a few drops down their throat just to help them out. Not telling you how to parent, but just a suggestion. Anyway, let me know which recipe that you want to try, and I can send you the recipe that is kid tested and this mother approved. I can't speak for all the mothers around the world. And if you already tried these recipes, please share with the Akayote your favorite and how they've been benefiting your family. If you remember from the last episode, we are continuing with the health, wealth, and stuff episode flow, and I want to lead the wealth portion with some amazing household-changing advice that we've received from the wonderful Queen Mother Chava recently. Shout out the Queen Mother. She's so wonderful. As you continue to build the balance by setting the tone of your home, it is also important for each and every one of us to focus on the structure of the home as well. Because just like the tone, the structure of the home starts with you. It's part of our execution of the vision given to our heads and is a reflection of what's going on inside of you. So, just so you can envision it, I want you to close your eyes and think about it. When you're having a great day, what does your home feel like? How are your children acting? How does your husband respond to you? How do you feel emotionally? Can you feel the warm and fuzzy feeling in your belly and the shalom in your mind right now? Can you see how everything got done and you're like, yes, I'm accomplished? Now, I want you to think about the last time your home felt like a hot mess. When everything felt crazy and you could not catch your breath. Try to remember how your day started. Did you focus on negative emotions? Did you forget to set your alarm? Were you slow to rise? Maybe you started with the sound of your children fighting and dishes not being cleaned. All right, I'm gonna have you come back. Come back, happy thoughts, listening ears. I love you, you're amazing, don't feel stressed. The purpose of that exercise is for us to think. Because for many of us, when our day starts rushed or in a state of negative emotions, it destroys the focus and the flow of the home for the rest of the day. But praise Yahusha, there is hope. Yes, that was a capital P for positioning. Let me explain. By applying the principles of structure, balance, and grace for yourself each day, and by positioning yourself to having realistic expectations for you and your children, you'll begin to see shifts in your home that feels peaceful and inspiring. Now, maybe you're thinking right now, how can I do that? Well, here is how Queen Mother guided us so far, and this has been working beautifully for many of us, and I hope it helps you too. First, start with structuring your morning. Maybe your morning will start with prayer, scripture, and affirmation reading. Then afterwards, maybe like a nice little shower and planning your day. Or maybe it's prayer, affirmations, and a workout, and then a shower and planning your day. Whatever is best for you to feel energized and inspired in the Boker, make sure you give yourself enough time to A, get up before your family gets up, and B, breathe. And the third thing, which I feel is very important for those that have my brain, give yourself grace to be flexible. The enemy loves to test your patience and deliverance. So don't make it easy by overly packing your day with amazing projects to do. I am very guilty of this and always have to self-edit. Abba help me. But think about what you can do reasonably and what your children can do reasonably around the places they have to go, homework, services, etc. And give them a schedule that feels balanced and doable. Lastly, when you've created the perfect schedule, plan for the unexpected. You may not get that close to what you wanted to clean out today, and that's okay. Focus on the need and pivot and reschedule that task for another day that may work better. If you do this, you'll begin to see shifts in your home and your work environments that will feel full of shalom, and even when the hiccups come to test you. All right, now sis, after all of that, it is time to wind down with some secret stealth time. Hallelujah. I love these little stealth moments because it is important for us to create space to pause, reflect, and let Yahushua download his plans for us and give us moments to share gratitude for these little moments of growth. So go ahead. Take that deep breath. Put that baby down for just a second and give yourself a couple moments to be you, just for 2 minutes. All right, how do you feel in this moment? If you're feeling stress or anxiety, breathe again and think about Matthew 6 and 34 and Philippians 4 and 6. Don't worry about anything. Each day has enough trouble in it. Cast your cares on Yahushua and don't be anxious about anything. Now, I want to challenge you to give yourself space daily to experience Shalom. This can be a 30-minute session with Yahushua to pray, sing, and draw, or 15 minutes outside to enjoy the breeze. Whatever you are led to do, give yourself daily moments of shalom to re-energize your ruach, that's your spirit, and do something just for you without mommy guilt or stress. So, let's take a moment to make a promise to ourselves. Promise yourself that you will always make time for you. Because if you are feeling chaos within, it will affect the atmosphere around you. In this moment, I want you to think of activities you can do with Yahushua for 10, 15, 30 minutes, or even an hour if you have that time. If you can, write them down right now. Then, in your schedule, find what time frame fits and ask Yahushua each day what would he like to do. My hope for you is that you will find a new rhythm with Yahushua that will take your mind outside of time in those scheduled moments to feel renewed. Alrighty, my beautiful sisters. As always, I want to hear from you. I want to learn about how the health, wealth, and stealth is working in your life. So please connect with me on social media. And Yahuwah willing, I will see you all soon. Sending shalom and love.